Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Dalet, Baba Metzia 104a, pagination is 207. We'll start on the facing page, so we're on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis 103b, five lines from the bottom. Hamekabel Soda Mechaveru, a person accepts a field from his friend as a sharecropper. He's going to work the field that's owned by the landowner, and is going to provide him with certain percentage or payment. V'hi beis ha-shalochin. And it happens that this field requires irrigation to function, and it has a nearby spring or well water source. O beis ha-ilan, or it is a field that has trees. So it's expected to give all kinds of extra produce besides what will happen if I simply plant it and struggle. There's certain expectations here. Yavish hamayon, if the well would dry up, v'niktzat sa'ilon, or the tree was chopped down, eina menakelo min chakiro, the Mishnah in its initial scenario rules that there's no diminishing on the amount that he has to pay, which is a bit astounding. We have an expectation here that there's a well, an expectation that the trees are also going to bear fruit. And the Mishnah is ruling that ultimately he did not articulate that that's why this field is significant. And because he didn't articulate that, he got the field. The field was his. So the additional terms are apparently not going to enable him to diminish the amount that he owes the landowner. However, im omar lo chakor li sadeh beis hashlochim zu, if the terms were that you should take this beis hashlochim, take this irrigatable field, and plant it, or this field that has trees in it, then he could diminish from the payments because it was articulated that that's why he finds this field worth whatever its value is, and the risk factor he's articulating that if it doesn't have its irrigation source, I would never be interested in doing this deal. If it didn't have the trees, I would never be interested in doing this deal. And they articulated that that was a significant criteria in the transaction. The Gemara on today's Daf Kuf Dalet indeed considers this as a question. Counting down from the top, about nine lines, Tanya, we learned, Ha'omer l'chaveru, if a person says to his friend, Beiskur ofar ani mocher loch, I'm selling you a beiskur, which is a certain amount. You might want to think of it as an acre. Ava b'she'en bo elo lesech, Rashi says, it's half the amount. Higio, he gets it. Shalomocha lo elo shema. The guy takes a look at the field, and he knows the field, and he's told it's a base score. It's called a base score. That's how it's known. And we need to know when to apply this, because this is a little bit surprising. But there's such a concept for who the miskari base score, if the item is indeed called by this name. That's how it's known. The Gemara continues. It's known as a vineyard, even though it doesn't have grapes. It's known as an orchard, the Gemara says, even though it doesn't have pomegranates. He's selling him the name, and it's called that thing. So that, even if it were to lose the quality that caused it to be called that thing, streets have names because 100 years ago, there was indeed a mill on that road. There's no mill there now, but it is the name. We need to know when to apply this. I once had a case where a person was told I'm selling you an acre of property. Now, if he's telling him technically an acre of property, it turned out there wasn't an acre. It was short a little bit after the survey. Where does that leave us? But apparently in their time, there was a term, base court. It was known by a name. It was known by that name, and I gave you that field that was known by that name. What's unique about our Mishnah, if we drop down to about midway on the page, Ravina Omar, idi v'idi de'omar le'machkir l'choker, indeed, they're having this conversation, but midika Omar zeh, since he said this, Beis HaShlachim. He didn't say a Beis HaShlachim or the Beis HaShlachim. He said Beis HaShlachim zeh mechlal dekoy bigavo. He's standing on the property. Askinon Beis HaShlachim lamale lemeimer. So why did he say the word Beis HaShlachim? Why didn't he just say I'm selling you this field? And therefore we have our eyes open to a whole new part of the transaction. Dekoomar lei, what was being said was, I value this quality of the field. Beis HaShlachim kedekai mahashta. I want this quality of the field, that it is a Beis HaShlachim, that it is irrigatable, that it does have the trees, if you said that it's a Beis HaElon. And those qualities have to indeed remain in order for the deal to remain unadjusted. If those factors were changed, since you said this is why it's so important to you, then indeed it would be different. There's a case in Pische Choshen Schirus Perek Vav, footnote Chof Vav, in which a Jewish owner had an upstairs and a downstairs, and he was renting them out. And a person moved in upstairs because downstairs were very nice neighbors. But he didn't specifically say it's because they're nice neighbors. He moved in. What happened was a wild person from the neighboring area forced his way in to the bottom rental, forced these nice neighbors out, and just took over, whether he was paying rent or not paying rent. Some wild person moved into the bottom. So the top person wants out on his rental. He has, for argument's sake, a 3-year contract. Half year into this deal, he says, these new people moved in. When I moved in, I was told the downstairs people have a 10-year contract. They'll for sure still be here when my contract is active. And now suddenly my downstairs neighbors are wild people. I'm nervous. He's nervous that he'll do something to aggravate these downstairs neighbors, and they're going to attack him. He's nervous. He wants out. And one of the factors in a humongous debate, whether or not he can have out of his contract, one of the factors is, did he articulate that he's renting this upstairs because of the nice neighbors? Because of the neighborhood, because of the situation. Did he say it? Or he just has lots of good arguments, but are they going to enable him to undo a contract? And he points out that there are some rentals in the area that do have less than perfect renters. And a lot has to do with whether a person articulates his terms and says, these are the reasons that I'm going into this transaction. This is my understanding. Can you affirm that this is true? And that will indeed be taken into account. Many, many variables here, but it is a factor. if a person simply identifies a location and something changed, he's still being given the location and he's going to be stuck with the changed environment. But if a person articulates the reason that he's going into it, then it may be something that can stand him in good stead if something were to change. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.